You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, Nippon Steel, U.S. Steel, getting them to work together, getting them in the Mon Valley. Somebody working harder than anyone at this is Senator Kim Ward. She joins right now. Senator, good evening. How are you?
Oh, I'm well. How are you?
I've never been better. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. All right, what are we going to do here, and how can President Trump be swayed, particularly after the people who you've spoken to as of late? How can he be swayed? Because it feels like that Nippon Steel has sweetened the pot and they honestly want to come to the Mon Valley.
They do. And, you know, the president has done just a tremendous job of getting, you know, even a sweeter deal for Pennsylvania and for steel, U.S. Steel. You know, we've moved from $1 billion to over $2 billion here in Pittsburgh. You know, they're going to put in a new mill somewhere. We're hoping we're going to get it here in Pittsburgh. They're going to move their North American headquarters to Pittsburgh. You know, we're not going to touch the contracts. All of the working contracts will stay there. And they're going to invest. I mean, they're going to invest $11 billion. If you just watch what happened with Cleveland Cliffs, how they tried to ruin this so that there was no way this merger could ever happen, that it ever let the sale occur. When you just see what happened, they're laying off, closing their plants. They were never going to invest in us. They were going to shutter us, take our assets across the border. It's just very upsetting when I see that, you know, it was almost kind of diabolical,
Senator,
the game they were playing here.
Senator Kim Ward joining right now. I want to bounce off of that because I think it opens this up. I don't know if I've seen, Senator, many examples, if any, where the rank and file is so vociferous against what the heads of the union have to say. That is to say, I don't know if David McCall is an honest broker or not. What I do know is that the boots on the ground want this to happen, and they generally don't go against the people at the top of the union as strongly as they have here.
That is right on the money. Their international union was, you know, taking the side of Cleveland Cliffs and against the sale, and these guys here, you know, it takes a lot of courage to stand up there, you know, in a union that big, and they're doing it. They're like, these are our jobs, these are our families, this is what we do in Western Pennsylvania, and we're not going to let someone from somewhere else in the country who doesn't have those same strong feelings about Pittsburgh make those decisions for them. I have the highest regard for those guys. They've done a tremendous job.
Takahiro Mori, Mr. Mori, the vice chairman of Nippon Steel, came into our very studio. He talked to us. He spoke to Larry at length in the morning, and he spoke to all of us as he was kind of on his way out of the building. It didn't strike me at all like there was going to be any sort of bait and switch, because there's far too much of an upfront investment for that to make any sense. Would you agree to that?
Yes. I think they have, you know, continue to even make the deal sweeter. They want to be here. They want to be here. They have the resources to invest, to make sure those jobs stay here, to make sure that our region keeps U.S. Steel. And, you know, it's a really sense of pride, really, U.S. Steel, everything all through the years since it started that they've done for our nation. And I think that they are honest. I don't think they're trying to pull a fast one. And I mean, really, God help them if they are. I wouldn't cross President Trump.
Well, and that's where I want to go with this. Senator Kim Ward joins right now. You have pretty much a direct line to the White House. You know a lot of people, and you know the people there and the people in Washington who are the heavy hitters, especially on the Republican side. Can it be as simple as you and other people saying, look, President Trump, we beat the Bushes. We got it done for you in Western Pennsylvania whenever the election was happening. We essentially, in this area, won the election or played a huge part in it. it's time to pay us back. We need these jobs and we need these facilities. Let's at least all sit down and talk about this, because this was the payback that was going to come back to Western Pennsylvania.
So President Trump has been quite open to hearing many of us out, you know, hearing both sides, looking at both sides. I don't think that he will. I wouldn't say that to the president. I wouldn't say you owe me. That's for sure. Not ever, and not in 100 million years. So I think that he'll, you know, he's looking at it. I know that he had the concerns about, you know, an American company, and that comes from really from within him. That's how he really feels. But I think, you know, he's a smart guy. He's a smart business guy. And he looks at all of this, and he has to see that this is the best thing, period. It's best. We don't, there's no one, no other company that could even come close to what Nippon is offering in our country. It's not just Pittsburgh, right? It's Gary and some other areas. And I think they're honest. I think President Trump is looking at this from top to bottom, and he's going to do what he thinks is the right thing. And he has everyone talking with him. They're probably tired of hearing everyone talk with him. You know, so, you know, we continue to communicate with D.C., and they're listening. They're hearing. I think you're seeing more involvement even from maybe, you know, I don't know if you've talked to Senator Fetterman or you've talked to Senator McCormick, but I know that Senator McCormick met with some of the guys the other morning this week. You know, things are moving. I'm hopeful, but I'm also very nervous, right? I'm hopeful that this is going to get done, but it's also, there's a possibility it doesn't get done. And then what? So we're just hanging on here like everybody else, but I mean, the job numbers itself would probably impress President Trump. You know, the job numbers that, what was that? That U.S. Steel came out with yesterday for their new economic study. It shows 25,000 jobs.
Right.
25,000 jobs. That is very impressive, and that should carry a lot of weight with any official that cares about steel, cares about U.S. Steel.
Well, yeah, and not just that, Senator Ward, but think about the area in which you represent and the people there. Between AI going in Indiana County and the big plant up there, between the natural gas and the reserves and the pipeline that can be built, and how big of an area this can be for that, and tying all that in together, and then if this were to come into place in the Mon Valley, just how much of a boon we can have again, and sort of a kind of a regeneration of so many jobs again from the Mon Valley all the way up through Homer City, all the way up through there. We're on the cusp of something really big if this goes through.
We are. It's a renaissance, you know, and it's going to change even the manufacturing of steel to a whole new level. And it's just going to keep working and keep praying that we're able to get this done. And the President Trump looks at it and he agrees that it's the best deal for our nation and for our region, and says, okay. So just keep our fingers crossed.
Last thing,
keep
for,
working. Keep
last
communicating.
Thing for you. Did I read it right? In all indications are that it is for sure, it's nailed down, it is 100% that every conversation that Nippon has had with people here, the headquarters will undeniably remain in Pittsburgh, correct?
Oh, yes. They're not only going to keep the U.S. Steel headquarters in Pittsburgh, they're moving their North American headquarters from Texas to Pittsburgh.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's a big commitment. It's a big commitment.
Certainly is. It just seems to make all the sense in the world. Senator Ward, I know you're very busy. I appreciate your time as always, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Get home safe. It's raining everywhere. But no, you hear that, right? upgrades to the Mon Valley Works, headquarters remaining in Pittsburgh, and that's something new she just dropped on us, that more North American headquarters or offices are going to come here from Texas. Union contracts are going to stay intact. No layoffs. Employees are going to receive $5,000 in bonuses, all of them. Nippon's already agreed to that. Already. Now, she doesn't want to put the pressure on President Trump, and I can understand because she's had meetings with him. Give him my number. It really. And I'll give him the number of some rank and file U.S. steel workers and some guys that are working in the Mon Valley. They stood up for him. They voted him in. They stood up when he needed it most in terms of on election day. And now what has to happen is when Donald Trump said he stood at the Latrobe Airport and with Antonio Brown, by the way, and he said, I'm going to make Western Pennsylvania great again and all that. Well, now's the time to push this deal through and make it happen. They want to invest in Nippon Steel, $14 billion in the operation in totality, including $4 billion in a new steel mill. You get their money and their business, and you bring it here, and you forge a great relationship. Donald Trump needs to quit, not necessarily being in the way, but he needs to be the green light, like right now.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.